The Old Testament reading comes from Isaiah chapter 55. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be
to God. Our epistle lessons from Romans chapter 9. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belongs the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Our gospel lesson comes from Matthew chapter 14. Now when Jesus heard about the death of John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. And when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw the great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 basketful of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be seated. Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There are 2 events that happen between Jesus' turn to the parables that we've been talking about and our text today. Jesus goes home to Nazareth and teaches on the Sabbath. The gathered village rejects Jesus. Matthew tells us they took offense at him. Who is this to teach us? So Jesus leaves home under a cloud not to go back. He did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief. And soon thereafter, the disciples of John the Baptist, who had claimed the headless body, the head having been given to Herodias, they came and told Jesus. The forerunner's path is finished, and it has ended in his death. One of the perennial questions is, how much did Jesus know and when? Luke tells us he grew in wisdom and stature, being true man, according to his human nature. It's safe to say that Jesus learned or discerned his path. Jesus in John is basically omniscient. According to his divine nature, he knew everything. In Matthew, we've had a warning about the sign of Jonah, but the first prediction of the passion is still a couple chapters ahead. It's probably not far off to think that John's death, the forerunner's violent death, would strike Jesus as a foreteller. The crowds and the towns won't hear the teaching, and the death approaches. So now, when Jesus hears this, he withdrew in a boat to a desolate place by himself. We've all been there at one point or another. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. They won't really listen to what he has to say, at least not anymore. But this is still the wonder worker. And this is the scene that reveals just what the character of God is. You and me and most of us, when we're in that hole with the black dog, we just want to pet the dog. And the people who don't leave us alone usually get their heads bitten off. We're not really in control at those times and do and say awful things to drive everyone away. Because when they go away, it just proves our working hypothesis to us. The world is against us, even those closest. Now, the world is against Jesus, even those closest. But when he saw the crowd, he had compassion. Splagnizomai, his guts were churned out, and he healed their sick. In Matthew, there's no teaching. There's no quid pro quo around this. The crowd isn't there to support Jesus. It's just as likely to turn on him. And Jesus has compassion and heals them. That's the character of God. Even when we are nothing but an obnoxious pain, a source of anguish, he gives us compassion and heals. Now, we can be like those crowds that just wanted the physical healing. But Jesus has something more to offer. An indirect, a parabolic, a hidden teaching. The disciples are looking at the crowd, and they're looking at the sun going lower. And they can put two and two together. Hey, Jesus, this traveling hospital that you've set up is great, but we're going to be dealing with hunger and dehydration soon. It's a desolate place. Send them away. Let them go to the villages and buy food. But Jesus challenges his crew. These disciples have at least been listening to his teaching. He's sent them out two by two to teach already. They know firsthand the power of the kingdom. They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat. What do these disciples know? What will they do? Will they remember that man does not live by bread alone, but by the word of God? Will they remember that this is the God who provided manna for 40 years? In the desolate place. We have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Bring them here. Looking up to heaven, he blessed the loaves, broke them, and gave them to the disciples. Everyone ate and was filled. and they took up the abundance of broken pieces. 12 baskets. Our God does not disdain the physical. He knows that you need it. He healed the sick without even being asked. He provided the bread. He continues to provide the bread. As Luther would say in the Catechism, He made me and all creatures and still preserves them. He gave me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all that I have. All that I need to support this body and life. The same rain falls on the wicked and the just. He's promised not to wipe us out again. That doesn't mean we can't do a good job of it ourselves. Famine in our world isn't a food problem. It's a politics problem, a war problem, a greed problem, a sin problem. We are the ones who create a world where children ride alone on the tops of trains, who are treated as political pawns in a sick game. That little mirror on our border, that's our mirror of ourselves. We made that. And we perpetuate that. But God's providence is enough for our physical existence. But that's not what He's offering. Jesus has looked up to heaven and blessed and broke and gave. It's not just bread. It's something more. God gives us, God wants to give us Himself. He's entrusted Himself to His disciples, His body. It is this body that gathers around and offers the Word. It's this body that gathers around and offers the bread and wine, the body and blood. It's this body where the Spirit indwells and blesses with the Spirit in baptism. God has given and wants to give us Himself. God wants to fill not just your stomachs, but to fill your spirit. And that's the standing invitation. Bring them here to me. Pick up the broken pieces. Pick up those who have been crushed by life. Pick up those who have been abandoned as too small and useless. Pick up those who the full of the world have left behind. Pick up those who are left wandering in desolate places. Pick up the abundance of broken pieces. These God heals and makes whole. These fill 12 baskets. These are the new Israel, the body of Christ. God is giving Himself and gathering His people. And it is much more than just bread. If you have eyes to see what is on offer. Amen.